Brother Ryan. You know, I could say Brother Cressy. That's my heart good to see Ryan here tonight. I was away before he was taking part, but sure does my heart good to see him here taking part tonight. If you have your Bibles, want to turn to well-known verse or three verses, I guess most every person in here tonight could quote them. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. You know the verse 28. Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I'm sure God will add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. Paul, writing to the Philippians, said this: whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, loving, and of a good report, and if there be any virtue or any praise, think on these things. I couldn't get out of my mind what Brother Amos said here last Thursday night. He was saying amusement comes from the word muse, which means not to think. And so many people in the world tonight just don't think. Someone has put it like this: youth, too happy to think. Plenty of time. Manhood, too busy to think. Seeking more things of the world. Prime of life, too anxious to think. Warriors take no one. Declining years, too old to think. Life is now wasted. Dying bed, too ill to think. You're weak now. But then death, too late to think. All opportunity is now lost. And listen at this last one if you're here without Christ tonight. Eternity, forever to think that you no longer have another chance to be saved. Opportunities are finished. The door of mercy is closed forever. I pray God tonight, if you've never trusted him, that you would think now of where you could spend eternity and do what the Lord Jesus says here. Come unto me. We want to look at it tonight, Christ's invitation tonight, as salvation. And then the last part as Christ's invitation to service. We're going to look at it briefly. First, we want to look at something to do. Then we want to look at something to receive. And then something to leave. And then on the service side, something to take. Something to learn and something to find. We'll get out in time. I'm going to be brief. Come unto me. Something to do. Come unto the living Christ. You know, scripture, when it opens in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis 7, we get an invitation. The Lord's talking to Noah, says, come now and all thine ark and thy family into the ark, a place of safety. He says to you tonight, if you're without Christ, come into the ark of safety. And at the very beginning of Scripture, it says, come. And at the very end, in Revelation 22, and nearly the last verse, verse 17, it says, come again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that erreth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come and freely take of the water of life. Come. Something to do. You say, well, I didn't think I had to do anything. I thought it's already done. That's correct. As far as you doing anything to add to salvation, no. But the Lord Jesus says you must come. Something to do. Come. You must believe. That's what Brother Kress mentioned here tonight. In Acts 16:31, the Philippian jailer cries out, what must I do to be saved? And Paul says what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Many people have difficulty knowing what it means to believe. They say, I just don't know what it means to believe. But my friend, if you live without Christ tonight, when you realize that you're lost, helpless, and hellbound, you'll know what it means to believe, because there's nothing else to do but believe. Something to do. Come. Come, that's all he asks of me. He did all the work that's not to do for me. There on Calvary's cross, he died for all my sin. And all he asks of me and you to do is C-O-M-E. Come. Something to do. Something to receive. The rest of salvation. I will give you rest. Tonight, if you need rest, there's no one else can give it but the Lord Jesus. And you have to notice that it's a gift here. I will give you. You see, it's unearned. It's unmerited. And I believe tonight, if you're here without Christ, if you could work for it, you'd work your fingers, as we would say here, to the bone to get it. But my friend, it's free. All you have to do is come and receive it. You see, it's the rest of conscience that you could pillow your head tonight and have that peace of sins forgiven. If you were to die, that you would go immediately into the presence of the Lord. It's the rest of knowing that the penalty has been paid on Calvary's cross. And there's nothing left for you to do but come. John 6:35 says this, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. I'll tell you, you'll find enough to satisfy your spiritual soul forever. Because the Lord said, I am the bread of life. And he says, come. If you're thirsty, it means to drink. If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. But you must realize tonight that you're thirsty. Are you thirsty? You want that spiritual thirst? We sang about it tonight. Quenched. He says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Come, thirdly, is something to leave. And that's the burden of your sin. What a load that must be tonight. If you're still burdened, if you still have that burden of sin. He says, a heavy laden. I'll tell you, come means to confess. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Come means to enter a door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the penalty of sin. Saved from hell and all its torment. But you must come and leave your burden. I'll tell you, it was a heavy burden. And the Lord Jesus Christ took that burden on Calvary's cross. We sometimes sing in our worship meeting, oh, what a load was thine to bear. Alone in that dark hall. My sin and all its terror there. God's wrath. And Satan's power. My friend, he bore that burden. Why don't you come and leave it there tonight with him? That burden of sin. Christ is the door. But come means to open the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will enter. I will come in with him and sup with him and he with me. Are you willing to open that door tonight and leave your burden with him? Let's look at that verse again. Who is the Savior at the door? Let me tell you, he's the present Savior. Because he's at the door and he's knocking. He's a waiting Savior. He says, I stand. He's right there standing, but you still leave him outside tonight. But he's also a seeking Savior because he's knocking. Would you let him in? But he's a pleading Savior. He says, I will. Are you willing to let him come in tonight? But he's a promising Savior. He says, I'll come in. You could take him at his word. If you open, he'll come in. But he's the providing Savior. He says, I'll sup with him. And he's the fellowshipping Savior. And he with me. Will you come and leave your burden here tonight with him? I trust you will. Fourthly, something to take. Take his yoke. There the invitation changes from salvation to service. And Christ is willing to share his work with you and me. Are we willing to tell others? You know, to call those who are weary and burdened, to take a yoke upon them, looks like adding affliction to the afflicted. But no, friend, it's not. You have to notice what he says. My yoke. My yoke. You see, the yoke that you've been carrying before has made you weary. But his yoke will ease the burden. His burden is light. Again, Christian tonight, let me tell you at the beginning, yes, at first, it might seem heavy, that yoke. But I'll tell you, when we consider the love of God and the hope of heaven, it'll become easy to serve him. It surely will. Take my yoke. Enter into submission to his will is what he's saying. Turn over control of your life to me. That's what he's saying. Romans 12 and 1 tells us that too. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Why, Paul? Why? Because total commitment is our reasonable service. Young people, older people, isn't he worth it? Let me consider what he's done for us. He was willing to die for us. Surely we should be willing to live for him. I tell you, love like his demands my soul, my life, my all. Will you take his yoke tonight and be willing to serve him and give him your all? Something to take. But something to learn. Learn of me, he says. Learn of me. You see, he's both teacher and the lesson. He's both guide and the way. Young people, let me tell you, he's all in all. He says, learn of me. That's the one we want to learn of. That's who we want to learn of, him. Paul says, oh, that I might know him. I had to ask myself, Freddie, how well do you know him? How well do I know him? Let me tell you, young people, especially tonight, my heart goes out for you. The only way we can know him is in this book. That's the only way. How well do you know him? How well do I know him? Do we know him better today than we did yesterday. Oh, do I know him a little bit less today than I did yesterday because I haven't been in the Word. Oh, may God help us all to get into the book that we might know him better. Paul says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. Paul says, I want to know him in a new life. Does my life demonstrate that I've got a new life? Or am I living that same old life? No change. Or am I willing to suffer with him? Am I willing to deny self? Am I willing to put others first? Am I willing to say, not my will, but thy will be done? Oh, I trust that we will tonight. We'll be willing to learn of him. He says, I am meek and lowly. Let me say, those who take his yoke will learn the lowest place. Christian, tonight, as we heard on Tuesday night, he took the lowest place. He left heaven, came down here, became one of us apart from sin, and went to that cross and took our place. We should in return be willing to take that lowly place like he did. Finally, something to find. Rest for your souls. And here it's rest for service. The first one was rest for salvation. But here it's rest for service. And let me tell you tonight, the only way to find rest for souls is to sit at his feet and hear his word. Learn of me. If we sit at his feet and hear his word, then we'll be ready to go out and serve him. Not until then. Not until then. Oh, may God help us to be at his feet more, learning more of him, that we might find rest for service. He says, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You see, his yoke was not like the Pharisees, was it? Putting burdens on him, heavy to be borne, and they wouldn't lay a finger says to help him. Let me tell you, Christian, tonight, you might be going through a trial tonight, but he's there to help you. He's so much different than the Pharisees. He's so much different than me or you. Jesus says, my yoke is easy. It does not chafe. And someone has said, if Jesus had a sign outside his Compton shop, it would read, my yoke fits well. My yoke fits well. As we close, says, my burden is light. This does not mean there won't be trials. This does not mean there won't be problems and heartaches in the Christian life. It will be. But it does mean that we don't have to bear them alone. He's always there, ready to help us. You see, we are yoked with one who gives grace that is sufficient in every time of need. Paul, who knew as much as anyone about Christ's burdens, says they're light. Paul, shipwrecked many times, beaten thrice, 39 times, thrown into prison time and time. And Paul says, for our light affliction is but for a moment. Paul called them light. Let me say this tonight, Christian, when we compare them to his affliction, what we suffer for him, they become light. He says, your burden will be light. To serve him, young people, old people, is not bondage, but freedom. As we close, are you willing to take his yoke? Are you willing to learn of him and find rest? And let me get back to the beginning of the message tonight. If you're here without Christ, are you willing to come and believe? Are you willing to come and receive rest? Are you willing to come and leave your burden of sin with him? Why not? Before you leave the chapel, let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for that invitation still goes out that whosoever will may come. We pray tonight if it's one or more in this gathering who have never yet come and tasted of, drank of the water of life freely and know what it is to have their spiritual thirst quenched, that they would come tonight and trust the Lord Jesus as Savior. And Lord, for us as believers, that we'd be willing to take your yoke tonight. We'll be willing to learn more about you and there find rest as we sit at your feet for service. Father, with your blessing we pray as we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Do we know that chorus, C-O-M-E, come? I know the older folk might know it. Think we got enough of me to sing that tonight? I wish I could dare race it. Brother Ruddy, you could race it?